Let's begin with the Courier Mail's extraordinary coverage of a tragedy, the killing of Mayang Prasetyo, allegedly by her partner, Marcus Volk, who then committed suicide. The details are unusual and gruesome, particularly the fact that Ms. Prasetyo's body was dismembered and part of it may have been cooked. But that's not all. As you've probably heard, the Indonesian was attractive, photogenic, transgender and a sex worker. The Courier Mail's headline was Monster Chef and the She-Male and featured a photo of the victim posing in a bikini. Inside the paper, the headline was Ladyboy and the Butcher. Restrained, it was not. The coverage prompted a big backlash and a thoughtful article from Eloise Brooke, who lectures at Victoria University.
I think primarily it was the shock factor that you got when you read it, this idea of placing a page three cover girl shot of Prasetyo next to this awful graphic headline. So somehow there was a connection between a gruesome murder as well as the titillation or the sexualization of a dead woman. I think that, number one, was where the Courier Mail went way too far. But after that, once you actually get into the article, it's clear that there wasn't that much information. It felt like they were getting out as quickly as possible. So they kept returning to the same types of stereotypes about sex workers and trans people. And also there was a little bit of race in there. I mean, it ticked so many boxes in so many wrong ways.
Yes, it was highly sexualized. There was the bikini shots, the several mentions of her transgender status. But yeah, the little aside to read is pre-operational.
Yeah, that kind of thing is tied in with the image, the idea of almost having a wink with the audience that this is somehow about a freak show that we're looking at, as opposed to the tragic loss of a young woman's life.
Yeah, and the reference more than once to her being a sex worker.
Right, they kept going around and around and around between that and being transgendered or transsexual. It just was on a loop.
So what are the implications of that coverage? What's a newspaper doing when it covers a story in that way?
The thing to take away from this, I suppose, is that it was so out of step with the expectation of what a newspaper and certainly the state, you know, or even a national newspaper should be presenting. The Courier Mail is far from perfect, but they went so far away from an expectation. I think they completely misjudged not just the transgender community, but the wider Australian community as far as an expectation about how any woman should be presented. They just saw a trans woman, they saw a story, and they went for it, and the backlash that has been according to that.
Yeah, I'll ask you about the backlash, but just before we do, I suppose I want to be clear on what they're implying, because when I read it, I wondered if you could read it, that the paper was almost sort of saying there was some level of culpability.
Yes, that's right. I think the picture that they painted of her and him to a certain degree, the drama was really high, this idea that she was a sex worker, that she was in this marriage or not, that she obviously had a range of pictures on social media that showed off her body. The words that they used about describing her personality, about her temperamental nature, the way that they always fought, this kind of thing, it just comes in with that idea that maybe she was something like an Asian gold digger trans woman. It's just so offensive.
As you say, lots of boxes to tick there. Now, you mentioned already the backlash. It's been quite profound, hasn't it?
It really has, and it hasn't quite stopped. I've been watching it as it continues to boil over today. What's especially surprising is the front cover of the Courier Mail this morning, not the online edition, but the actual hard copy, was basically of her partner and presenting him as being a gigolo, essentially, so that they're running with this idea of a sex worker with a sex worker. And it's just, it seems so strange that the Courier Mail wouldn't have understood or backed off or perhaps realised what a sensitive issue the whole thing is.
Because yesterday it did appear, I mean, the paper certainly did not apologise for what it had done.
No.
But it editorialised to the extent that it had presented this story about this woman who'd been killed in tragic circumstances, and in no way was it not sympathetic to her.
No, it wasn't at all. They, again, there's a tone to it that just shows that the journalists, that the editors and that the Courier Mail don't understand the community sentiment towards women and towards trans women. But because this is not just about trans women, this is about women in general. And that's been a lot of the feedback through social media as well. Women have raised their voices in disgust because it affects all of us. It's not just boxed as a trans kind of related story.
It certainly seems to me typical of how killings of sex workers and prostitutes has been reported, and not just by the Courier Mail in the past.
That's right. The list goes on. It's a long list of the way that women are sexualized, even in the process of death.
It's almost as if violence against women, so poorer single mothers, sex workers, prostitutes, that violence against them is less tragic than against other women, in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that even applies recently to the way that the press covered the manslaughter of Reeva Steenkamp by her partner, Oscar Pistorius. The way that she was brutally killed, and yet they were still using pictures of her and exploiting the fact that she's a beautiful, or was a very beautiful woman. So it's not just about the disadvantaged or certain types of women. I think it reaches right across the spectrum.
If you're hot, the papers will use those pictures in order to sell more copies, essentially.
I think so,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
If we go back to how the media's approaching the issue of transgender, is the Australian media moving towards treating a transgender person just as badly or just as well as it does a non-transgender person?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that we don't have quite the extremes in the Australian media. And for whatever reason, we have a combination of women who are appearing in the media who are either, say, someone... A good example is Andreja Pejic, who's been quite prominent in the media. She's young, she's beautiful, and she's got quite a mischievous sense of humour.
She's a model, isn't she?
And she's a model. But at the same time, there's been a lot of coverage of Lieutenant Colonel Kate McGregor as well, another trans woman, a very prominent one. So it's been really heartening to see that the different types of trans representation is a little bit broader than perhaps it is in the States and certainly in the UK, where either a trans woman is transgressive in the sense that they don't resemble women in the way that there's an expectation in the media and society that women should look like women, on one hand, who really get a hard time, versus the trans women who manage to pass convincingly or present their femaleness in a way that the media finds consumable, in which case they tend to be transcendent or considered to be success stories. And you get a lot more of those stories than you do of the former.
So, Eloise, how should media practitioners listening now approach these stories? Should there be a reference? I mean, we often say if a woman has children or that she's a lawyer or she's works in retail, and we give details about her when she's the victim of some terrible crime. Should we mention if she's transgender?
Yes, I think that you probably can mention that she's transgendered, but it's really important that it not be linked in some way to the crime. So when the Courier Mail runs with its headline and with its lead paragraph, and it continually returns to this idea of a sex worker and a trans woman being murdered, you cannot help but separate the idea that in some ways, she's being blamed that what she does and who she is are inevitably going to lead to her death. The fact that she is trans is an aside to the fact that she was a beautiful young woman who was murdered in a horrible, horrible way. And that should be the reporting.
We clearly have a way to go. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
Eloise Brooke from Victoria University. This is The Media Report on RN. I'm Richard Adie.